This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1989, recorded on Thursday, the 14th of December 2017. Hello, I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm joined by
Don Cleaver.
Today, we have our usual mix of items, news about the city, and some letters to the evening news, and a feature on the many public houses which used to be in King Street. You'll also have noticed that you have a second memory stick today. It's time for the monthly Norfolk magazine, so we hope you enjoy that too. Today we can welcome new listeners Joyce Ashmore of Taverham and Beryl Tillett of Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening.
We'll start off with some news, and there is no avoiding the results of the big freeze over the past few days, with a host of accidents. Then another, but different sort of accident, is the news that Norfolk County councillors have awarded themselves an increase in their allowances at a time when the council's budget is shrinking. Then more financial news for us, as we learn that taxi fares in the city are to rise. We'll start with that weather. Norfolk Police confirmed the force had been called to 45 crashes, 16 of which saw people injured on Tuesday the 12th of December. Dan Holly, forecaster from Norwich-based WeatherQuest, said on Tuesday that it was possible the iciest morning of the season so far. Temperatures plummeted to nearly minus 3 in some parts of the county. Many roads had patches of black ice, but by the afternoon, temperatures had risen to 4°C on the coast and 2°C inland. The average for this time of the year is 8°C. As well as motorists being affected, bus routes including the X1 First Norwich were delayed because of accidents. It is not clear if they were all connected to icy conditions, but the cold temperatures temporarily closed Norwich Airport.
County councillors have voted to increase their allowances at a time when services across Norfolk are facing cuts, a move blasted as obnoxious by opposition councillors. An independent panel had acknowledged that there was a need for a review of the allowances which Norfolk County councillors receive. But mindful of potential budget cuts, including cutting subsidies for bus services and reducing spend on children's centres, the panel recommended the basic allowance remain at £9,401. However, Conservative leader Cliff Jordan went against that advice and recommended a basic allowance increase to £10,500 and that his own special responsibility allowance as leader should go up to £31,700 from £27,495. He also recommended the chairs of Adult Social Care and Children's Services Committees should get an increase from £13,747 to £15,809. Mr Jordan defended the increase, which was £142,000 in total amongst the 84 councillors, saying that Norfolk councillors got less than comparable neighbouring counties. But Labour opposition leader Steve Morphew said it was dirty money and that he was speechless it had been proposed at a time when vulnerable people faced cuts to services. His group voted against, as did the Liberal Democrats. The council is currently consulting over cuts as it looks to plug a £125 million funding gap by 2022. The proposals include cutting £500,000 from subsidies for buses and community transport and reducing spending on children's centres from £10 million to £5 million.
The cost of catching a taxi in Norwich looks set to increase for the first time in 4 years. Proposals to increase Hackney carriage fares, the taxis which can be flagged down or caught in a taxi rank, have been lodged with Norwich City Council. The proposal, for the first increase since 2014, would not see the existing four tariff structures, day, evenings, Sundays and nights, and Christmas and New Year, changed, but prices would be pushed up because of a reduction in the distance travelled before charges are made. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said, "We have received an application from the Norwich Station Taxi Association requesting an increase in the current Hackney carriage fares. The proposed increase is subject to consideration of any objections received before Sunday, December the 17th, and will not come into effect before Monday, January the 1st. All Hackney carriages licensed by the City Council are wheelchair accessible. The Council said they provide an alternative to other forms of public transport which may not be readily available or accessible. The increases would apply only to licensed Hackney carriages. Private hire vehicles, which must be pre-booked, are not subject to council control. Prices for them should be agreed when they are booked."
Dangerous levels of powerful insecticides were found in two Norfolk rivers, placing aquatic insects, fish and birds at risk, tests have revealed. The River Waveney and the River Wensum were found to be heavily contaminated with neonicotinoid pesticides in tests conducted by the Environment Agency last year. It is vital that action is taken to completely ban three toxins, including in greenhouses and on pets, before another year of disgraceful pollution occurs. There is much specific work being undertaken by Norfolk farmers through the Broadland Catchment Partnership as well, including using new types of machinery in row crops such as sugar beet and potatoes in order to minimise the runoff into rivers.
A city centre apartment block is charging £15,000 for parking spaces as it sells almost 200 new homes. There are around 70 spaces in an underground car park available alongside the 199 flats in a former Aviva office block in the heart of the heart of Norwich. Developers are turning the five-storey Sentinel House between Surrey Street and Queen's Road into homes and have already sold more than a quarter of the properties within 3 weeks of them going on sale. Apartments in Sentinel House, which is the first in Norwich to boast an on-site concierge and gym, are selling for up to £250,000. "The cost of the parking spaces is not excessive," said Mr. Forrest. "With just 2 weeks until Christmas and a number of parking spaces sold already, we don't think the price is putting people off. The building, which is set to be completed in July 2018, was built in 1990 and was last used as offices for the insurance company in October 2015. Documents submitted to City Hall in support of the initial bid to convert the building stated, "The site is in a very accessible and sustainable location. Some 5 to 10 minutes walk from Norwich City Centre with all its services and facilities, encouraging walking to and from the site. Alternative sustainable transport services are also located close by. As such, would encourage the use of these over car ownership and use."